diagnosis which you are detailing patient's name is Joseph Hall, H-A-L-L, Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, date of birth is 7-7-1945, date of service is 10-12-2022. Mr. Hall is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He was diagnosed with COVID. He said that he's not having very many symptoms. He feels a little tired, occasional cough, but denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any headaches, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. He feels that he is a little tired, but otherwise, no other complaints. He is was tested for COVID, which was positive. He was wondering if he can take any medications like Paxlovid for his COVID. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVT, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No results, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, COVID-19 infection. Next, coronary artery disease. Status post CABG. Next, history of post-op atrial fibrillation. Next, renal urolithiasis, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next history of diverticulosis, next degenerative joint disease, next anxiety. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. He is not having very many symptoms from the COVID. He is clinically stable. His medications was reviewed. He is on amiodarone because of his atrial fibrillation, which is a contraindication for Paxlovid usage. So this was explained to the patient. We try to treat him conservatively. If his symptoms get worse, then we may consider monoclonal antibodies. He will continue his current medications. He will monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. He was encouraged to drink enough fluids, keep himself well hydrated, eat good, and he will be in quarantine for 5 days. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Virginia Boynton, B-O-Y-N-T-O-N, Virginia, V-I-R-G-I-N-I-A. Date of birth is 7-10-1927. Date of service is 10-26-2022. Miss Boynton is a very pleasant 95-year-old female with history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, peripheral neuropathy, hypothyroidism, history of osteoarthritis. Admitted to the hospital after her knees gave out and she fell. She denies hitting her head. She was seen in the emergency room. No, showed degenerative changes of bilateral knees, otherwise unremarkable. Pelvic X-ray was also significant for severe degenerative changes. Chest X-ray was unremarkable. Patient was noticed to be in atrial fibrillation in the emergency room. She was admitted to the hospital. The physical and occupational therapy were consulted. Also, orthopedic surgery was consulted. Recommendations were to stable from orthopedic perspective for discharge. Patient was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she says that she's feeling fine. She denies any complaints of chest pain, heaviness or pressure sensation. Does complaints of being a little tired slash fatigue, otherwise unremarkable. No. She does complaints of some pain in her back as well as her knees. No other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for hypertension, hypothyroidism, peripheral neuropathy, degenerative joint disease, history of hyperlipidemia, obesity, and DJD, history of peripheral neuropathy. Pathological history cholecystectomy, cataract surgery, hip replacement surgery, and knee replacement surgery. History of arthrocentesis, EGD, and colonoscopy. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none, allergies, allergies to Lyrica and Cymbalta. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denied any heaviness or pressure sensation, denied any palpitations, no history of MI or CHF. Respiratory system, denied any cough, denied any shortness of breath, denied any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denied any nausea, no vomiting. Denied any nausea, no vomiting, denied any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints, neurological, history of generalized weakness, no focal weakness in the arms or legs, no history of TIE or CVA. Musculoskeletal, complaints of joint pain, history of arthritis, history of knee and hip replacement surgery. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal. The pulse vehicle ran under active light. Extracellular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid buoy, no thyromegaly. Heart as well as two was audible. Regular rhythm. Lungs were clear to auscultation. No reaction, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. All sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, fall. Next, hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next next hypothyroidism, next history of peripheral neuropathy, next degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, patient admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications. She will follow up with orthopedic, will consult physical and occupational therapy, continue other medications, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period.